Right, be careful, car bad.
Yeah, yeah.
No move the seat. I gotta ride where I like it.
Goodbye.
Too intense, Dad.
Okay.
Don't feel out.
I won't.
Jesus.
Kruger Industrial Smoothing is heading into the red. Or the black. Or whatever the bad one is. Any thoughts?
Well, I know when I'm a little strapped, I sometimes drop off my rent check, having forgotten to sign it. That could buy us some time.
Works for me. Good thinking, George.
Or we don't even send the check, and then when they call, we pretend we're the cleaning service. Hello? I'm sorry. No here, Kruger.
Are you done? Come on, people, let's get real.
Good one.
That was bad.
I had them, Jerry. They loved me.
And then?
I lost them. I can usually come up with one good comment during a meeting, but by the end it's buried under a pile of gaffes and bad puns.
Showmanship, George. When you hit that high note, you say goodnight and walk off.
You can't just leave.
It's the way they do it in Vegas.
You never played Vegas.
I hear things.
Here's one. I borrowed Putty's car, and all the presets on his radio were Christian rock stations.
I like Christian rock. It's very positive. It's not like those real musicians who think they're so cool and hip.
So, you think that Putty actually believes in something?
It's a used car. He probably never changed the presets.
Yes, he is lazy.
Plus, he probably doesn't even know how to program the buttons.
Yes! He is dumb.
So you prefer dumb and lazy to religious?
Dumb and lazy, I understand.
Tell you how you could check.
Huh.
Reprogram all the buttons, see if he changes them back. You know? The old switcheroo.
No, no. The old switcheroo is you poison your drink and then you switch it with the other person.
No, it's doing the same thing to someone that they did to you.
Yeah, Elaine's going to do the same thing to Putty's radio that the radio did to her.
Well, that's the gist of it.
Quiet! So, where is this Sophie?
Oh, she's picking me up in a few minutes.
How long have you two been together?
I don't know. This is the last one. Oh, here she is. You want to meet her?
Yeah.
By the way, how did Putty get back in the picture?
I needed to move a bureau.
Hey, Jerry, you got any pepper?
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Mickey. Check the pepper shaker.
Yeah.
Mickey.
What should sound like that? Something like that.
A little wetter. See, I didn't believe it.
Well, what's with the fake sneezing?
Yeah, we're going down to Mount Sinai Hospital. See, they hire actors to help the students practice diagnosing.
They assign you a specific disease and you act out the symptoms. It's an easy game.
Do medical schools actually do this?
Well, the better ones.
All right, let's practice retching.
Hey.
I think the phone is ringing. Would you hold it a second? Thank you. Will you get out of here with that stuff?
Mickey, DTs.
Hey, it's me.
Elaine?
No, it's me.
George?
Jerry, it's Sophie. I can't believe you don't recognize my voice.
Oh, I knew it was you. I was joking. I'm a comedian.
You got any Ipecac?
Ipecac?
Mickey, he swallowed 12 aspirin.
Did he overdose?
No, it's just too much.
And it gets worse. The team working on the statue in Lafayette Square kind of over-smoothed it. They ground the head down to about the size of a softball. And that spells trouble.
All right, well, why don't we smooth the head down to nothing, stick a pumpkin under its arm, and change the nameplate to Ichabod Crane. All right. That's it for me. You got everybody.
In your packets, you will find the disease you have been assigned and the symptoms you will need to exhibit.
Bacterial meningitis. Jackpot!
Gonorrhea. You want a tray?
Sorry, buddy. This is the Hamlet of diseases. Severe pain, nausea, delusions. It's got everything.
How about you? You want a tray?
Sure.
Okay, what do you got?
The surgeon left a sponge inside me.
Good luck with that.
I knew I had hit my high note, so I thanked the crowd and I was gone.
What'd you do the rest of the day?
Saw Titanic. Hmm. So that old woman, she's just a liar, right?
And a bit of a tramp, if you ask me.
Hello, boys.
Hey. So, did you get that radio, the old switcheroo?
I did.
Hmm? And the Christian rock?
Resurrected. And look what I pried off of his bumper. A Jesus fish.
Jerry, you have any fish sticks?
No. So you're disappointed he's a spiritual person?
Well, yeah, I got him because he seems so one-dimensional. I feel misled.
I think it's neat. You don't hear that much about God anymore.
I hear things. Hey, so Sophie gave me the It's Me on the phone today.
It's Me? Isn't that a little premature?
I thought so.
She's not a me. I'm a me.
I'm against all It's Me's. So self-absorbed and egotistical. Like those hip musicians with their complicated shoes.
Well, I got gonorrhea.
That seems about right.
That's what they gave me.
They? The government?
No. He's pretending he's got gonorrhea so med students can diagnose it.
And it's a waste of my talent. It's just a little burning. Mickey, he got bacterial meningitis.
Well, I guess there are no small diseases, only small actors. All right, that's it for me.
We got everybody. Showmanship. George is trying to get out on a high note.
Showmanship. Maybe that's what my gonorrhea is missing.
Yes. Step into that spotlight and belt that gonorrhea out to the back row.
I'm going to make people feel my gonorrhea. And feel the gonorrhea in themselves.
And are you experiencing any discomfort?
Just a little burning during urination.
Okay. Any other pain?
The haunting memories of lost love. Mayor?
Lights?
Our eyes met across the crowded hat store. I a customer and she a coquettish haberdasher. I pursued, and she withdrew, and then she pursued, and I withdrew. And so we danced. And I burned for her. Much like the burning during urination that I would experience soon afterwards.
Gonorrhea!
Gonorrhea!
One message.
Hey, Jerry, it's me. Call me back.
Sophie, she's still doing that? Yep.
All right, I tell you what you do. You call her back and give her the It's Me, huh? For the old switcheroo.
I think that's what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
What the hell is a gander, anyway?
It's The goose that's had the old switcheroo pulled on her. Hi, Sophie.
It's me.
Hey, Rafe.
She thinks it's someone named Rafe.
Good, good, let her think it.
So what's going on?
Not a lot.
Ask about you. Ask about you.
So, how are things with Jerry?
Oh, I really like him, but, well, I still haven't told him the tractor story.
Right, the tractor story.
Are you sick, Rafe? You sound kind of funny.
I sound funny?
Abort! Abort!
Yeah, I better get to a doctor, bud.
That was close. What drives me to take chances like that?
That was very real.
She said there's some tractor story that she hasn't told me about.
Oh, back it up. Back it up.
Beep, beep, beep.
Tractor story? Beep, beep, beep. What are you doing?
So where do you want to eat?
Feels like an Arby's night.
Do you believe in God?
Yes.
Oh. So, you're pretty religious.
That's right.
So, is it a problem that I'm not really religious?
Not for me.
Why not?
I'm not the one going to hell.
You know what I think? I bet she stole a tractor.
No one's stealing a tractor. It's a 5-mile-an-hour getaway. We're dancing around the obvious. It's got to be disfigurement.
Okay. Here it is. I got it. She lost her thumbs in a tractor accident, and they grafted her big toes on. They do it every day.
You think she's got toes for thumbs?
How's her handshake? A little firm, isn't it? Maybe a little too firm?
I don't know.
Hands a little smelly.
Why do I seek your counsel?
Well, I'm going to hell.
That seems about right.
Poison putty.
Hey, have you heard the one about the guy in hell with the coffee and the donuts?
I'm not in the mood.
I'll have some coffee and a donut.
What do you care? You don't believe in hell.
I know, but he does.
So it's more of a relationship problem than the final destination of your soul.
No, relationships are very important to me.
Maybe you can strike one up with the Prince of Darkness as you burn for all eternity.
And a slice of devil's food cake. Hey! Where is everyone?
They're all off the project. They were boring. George, you are my main man.
I am?
I can't put my finger on it, but lately you have just seemed on. And you always leave me wanting more.
This is a huge project involving lots of numbers and papers and folders.
I'm not too worried about it. Let's get started.
Okay.
George.
Yeah.
Check it out. 3 times around, no feet. Hmm? All me. All me.
Right, and here are your ailments for this week. By the way, Mr. Kramer, you were excellent.
Oh, thank you.
Cirrhosis of the liver with jaundice. All right, I get to wear makeup. What did you get?
Gonorrhea. Excuse me, I think there's been a mistake. See, I had gonorrhea last week.
Oh, it's no mistake. We love what you did with it.
Boy, I don't believe this. I'm being typecast.
Move my night here. Check.
They should update these pieces. Nobody rides horses anymore. Maybe they should change it to a tractor.
Jerry, are you embarrassed that you're losing?
Losing? You know, yesterday I lost control of my car. Almost bought the farm.
Bought the farm?
Tractor!
This is an odd side of you, Jerry. I feel uncomfortable.
Wait, don't go. Let's thumb wrestle.
scar?
A big, long scar, where her leg would dangle when she's riding a...
A tractor.
Sure, she's a little self-conscious and doesn't like to talk about it.
I don't see why she's more self-conscious about that than her toe thumb.
She doesn't have toe thumbs.
No, she keeps messing around with that.
All right. How's the two-man operation at Kruger?
Two-man? It's all me. Kruger doesn't do anything. Disappears for hours at a time, gives me fake excuses. This afternoon, I found him with sleep creases on his face. The only reason I got out to get a bite today was that he finally promised to buckle down and do some actual work. So. Oh, I can't believe this. This is what I have to put up with, Jerry. Mr. Kruger?
Mm.
Who said he was going to do some actual work today? Who?
I'm not too worried about.
Well, I am. Couldn't you try to go through some of that stuff I put in your shoebox?
All right, I'm going.
Oh! Have you ever seen anything like this?
Never.
Why, they forgot to deliver your paper today. Why don't you just grab that one?
Because that belongs to Mr. Potato Guy. That's his.
Come on, I'll get it.
Well, if you want it, you get it.
Sorry, thou shalt not steal.
Oh, but it's okay for me.
Oh, what do you care? You know where you're going.
All right, that is it. I can't live like this.
No.
Come on.
All right, what did I do?
David, I'm going to hell. The worst place in the world. The devils and those caves and the ragged clothing. And the heat. My God, the heat. What do you think about all that?
It's going to be rough.
You were trying to save me.
Don't boss me. This is why you're going to hell.
I am not going to hell. And if you think I'm going to hell, you should care that I'm going to hell, even though I am not.
You stole my Jesus fish, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Why did I drink for all those years? Why did I look for love in a bottle?
Mr. Kramer, you're up.
Wait a minute.
What?
You are doing gonorrhea, aren't you?
Well, we'll see.
So, what seems to be bothering you today, Mr. Kramer?
Well, I guess it started about 20 years ago when I got back from Vietnam. And this was the only friend I had left.
Hey, that's my cirrhosis. He's stealing my cirrhosis. You want to be sick? I'll make you sick.
Cirrhosis of the liver and PCP addiction?
Let me see if I understand this. You're concerned that he isn't concerned that you're going to hell. And you feel that she's too bossy.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, oftentimes in cases of interfaith marriages, couples have difficulty.
Whoa. No one's getting married here.
You aren't?
No.
Oh.
We're just, you know, having a good time.
Oh. Well, then it's simple. You're both going to hell.
No way, this is bogus, man.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, did you hear the one about the new guy in hell who's talking to the devil by the coffee machine?
Really not in the mood. I'm going to hell.
Ah, lighten up. It'll only feel like an eternity.
You know, Jerry, there's this thing that I haven't told you about. See, there was this tractor, and... Oh, boy, this is really difficult.
Sophie, it's me. I know about the tractor story, and I'm fine with it.
How could you know?
It's not important. What's important is I'm not going to let a little thing like that ruin what could be a very long-term and meaningful relationship.
Say that, no.
You gave me gonorrhea. You didn't even tell me.
Sorry. I gave you gonorrhea because I thought you'd have fun with it.
Hey, I'm with someone.
Oh. Hello.
No, I understand. This could be a tough thing to deal with. The important thing is that you have a partner who's supportive.
You know, she's right.
Unfortunately, I didn't have a partner. I got gonorrhea from a tractor.
You got gonorrhea from a tractor? And you call that the tractor story?
You can't get it from that.
But I did. My boyfriend said I got gonorrhea from riding the tractor in my bathing suit.
All right, that's it for me. You've been great. Good night, everybody.
You seem like you got a pretty good handle on it.
No, I don't. Don't you even care? This is your company. It's your name on the outside of the building. Speaking of which, the R fell off, and all it says now is K. Uger.
K. Uger, that sounds like one of those old-time car horns, huh? K. Uger, K. Uger.
Oh, you are too much, Mr. Kruger. How much?
Thank you, George. You've been great. That's it for me.
But, no, you're not going out on a high note with me, Mr. Kroger.
It's Dover.
Oh.
Good night, everybody.